From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Much of the East Coast is bracing for a heat wave this week. Michael Eckert with the National Weather Service says a lingering high-pressure system will bring scorching temperatures to the region.
From New York City down through Philadelphia, Washington, Baltimore, and down into the Raleigh, North Carolina area, we're going to see temperatures soaring up toward the century mark, and that will last into the late part of the week.
In New York City, dozens of cooling centers are being opened today, with hundreds to follow tomorrow. Joe Bruno is the city's emergency management commissioner.
It's an opportunity for people who may not have air conditioning, particularly the elderly, to go out to a center that's air conditioned, have some water, have something perhaps even to eat.
Bruno is urging New York residents to watch for signs of heat exhaustion, including dizziness, weakness, and nausea. Forecasters are calling for more choppy seas and unsettled weather along the Gulf Coast this week, the same conditions that have been hampering oil spill cleanup efforts for days. Phil Latzman of member station WLRN reports, though, that crews have been out in force picking up tar balls and gobs of oil on some Gulf Coast beaches.
The Coast Guard says offshore oil skimming vessels have gone idle off the coasts of Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida. Courtney Ferguson is spokeswoman for the government's Joint Information Command Center.
The seas are extremely high, so 3 to 4 feet inshore and 5 to 7 feet offshore.
Skimming work continued in Louisiana over the holiday weekend, even though cleanup crews were unable to burn the corralled oil. Crews also spent much of the weekend checking mangled containment boom for damage caused in the wake of Hurricane Alex, which missed the spill by hundreds of miles, but kicked up the rough seas, halting cleanup work and pushing oil closer to shore. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
BP says it has spent just over $3 billion so far dealing with the oil spill. Poland has a new president. Dave McGuire in Warsaw reports the results of special elections to replace Lech Kaczynski, who died in a plane crash in April.
Bronisław Komorowski defeated Jarosław Kaczynski, identical twin of Lech. Komorowski always led in the polls, but the margin of victory was much smaller than predicted at the beginning of the campaign. As Jarosław Kaczynski conceded defeat Sunday evening, he reflected on the tragedy that took his twin, saying that his brother's martyrdom brought a return of patriotism to Polish public life, and that was the real victory.
Powrót do wartości.
Jarosław Kaczynski can take some comfort in the results, as before the plane crash, surveys said that he was among Poland's least popular politicians. He will now set his sights on running for prime minister in 2011. For NPR News, I'm Dave McGuire in Warsaw.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. will stand by the former Soviet Republic of Georgia as it seeks to bolster its democracy. Georgia is the last stop on Clinton's foreign trip. This is NPR News from Washington. At least one person is dead and a number of others seriously injured after two horses lunged into a crowd during a 4th of July parade in the town of Bellevue, Iowa. The horses trampled about two dozen people. Bellevue's police chief Chris Rowling says the horses took off down a street uncontrollably.
The bridle came off of one of the horses, and once the bridle comes off of them, they're uncontrollable and they basically turn wild and take off running.
Rowling says many of those injured by the horses were children who were scrambling for candy tossed by marchers in the parade. Britain's Queen Elizabeth is wrapping up her visit to Canada today before moving on to New York. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the Queen has a busy agenda in Ontario after a weekend that included one of her favorite pastimes.
The Queen received a warm welcome from other horse racing enthusiasts Sunday as she arrived for the 151st running of the Queen's Plate. She was pulled down the track in a carriage to the applause of thousands of people at Toronto's Woodbine Racetrack. The Queen's Plate is the oldest continuously run stakes race in North America. Today, as she winds down her Canadian tour, she and Prince Philip will visit the headquarters of Research in Motion, the maker of the BlackBerry cell phone. It's even rumored the Queen will be presented with her own BlackBerry. A tour of Toronto's Pinewood Studios is also scheduled. It's Canada's largest film and television production complex. Tonight, the royal couple will attend a dinner hosted by the Prime Minister, where the Queen will give her fourth and final speech of this tour. After 9 days in Canada, tomorrow they head for New York. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
A new law takes effect in Spain today, allowing abortion without restriction during the first 14 weeks of a pregnancy. The measure also allows 16- and 17-year-olds to have an abortion without parental permission, although their parents do have to be informed. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.